If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
And welcome to this edition of Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am the Chief Geek. I wasn't here last week. You heard a replay. I don't have it. I just keep going. What can I say? Well, you guess where I was. I was actually here, but I was incapable of doing radio last week. I had technical problems, which I again had tonight, but I was able to fix them tonight. Last week, I couldn't fix them. I changed the way I do everything again, set up a completely different system, and that was it. So I said, okay, full speed ahead, because I made it. This was going to be the week. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this was going to be the week that I did it, that I went out and bought the new lawnmower. I had looked at lawnmowers, and I made the decision that this week I was going to go buy that eGrow electric self-propelled lawnmower. I was going to do it. I didn't do it. And I'm not going to do it. Not for a little while, because something else happened. And wait till you hear what has finally helped off of this. When was it? The other night, I can't see, days have just kind of like gone in. I went to bed. I was feeling fine. Life was okay. I was feeling happy. Crawled into bed. I was tired. Went to bed early. Fell sound asleep. And falling sound asleep like I did, I woke up at about 4 o'clock in the morning in immense pain. I mean pain that I have not had since almost 5 years ago when I got sick and wound up in the hospital and had a kidney removed. But this wasn't that. This was pain across my back, across the top part of my back. Now, I've had problems with my left shoulder for years. This wasn't that, although it was involved in that, because my left shoulder hurt, but my right shoulder hurt, and all of the muscles in the top of my back hurt. I could barely move, and I was having trouble breathing. I live alone with two cats. They're adorable. They wouldn't help me. And so I got up, and I said, you know, what in the heck is going on? So I said, you know, by the way, normally in a situation like this, I would think about taking Advil, ibuprofen. You know, that really helps. I have one kidney. I've been told not to take that except once in a great while. Well, I sat there and I said, I guess this is once in a great while. And I worked my way to my kitchen, which is at the other side of the house, which is where all of that stuff is at. And of course, it's way in the back and I'm having to reach for it because I don't use ibuprofen anymore. So I'm just juggling. Finally, I find it and I take two of them. And that's when I found out, that ibuprofen takes about 45 minutes to really start to kick in. And I said, oh, I'm going to go sit on the sofa. And then I decided, no, I had a hard time getting out of bed and walking down here. If I sit in that sofa, I won't get off that sofa. So I stood behind the sofa and watch television. There's a lot of good stuff on 4 o'clock in the morning. A lot of great infomercials. But I mean, I was in some serious pain. And at that point, I said, okay, I guess I will go take a very hot shower. See if that helps. It actually did. It helped a bit. Got it between that and the ibuprofen, got it down to bearable. But, you know, still pain. I could not, turning on the shower. Well, you know, reaching out and closing the shower curtain was hard. It was rough, but I took a long hot shower. That helped quite a bit. And then I said, well, I guess I'll wait and call the doctor. And that's what I did. I called the doctor and they said, well, we can see you next Thursday. I said, you don't understand. That's not acceptable. And I said, well, you could go to the emergency room. And I'm finally, they said, we'll fit you in. I said, good. I then realized I couldn't drive. So I called my ex-wife number two of three. I have three ex-wives. I called ex-wife number two. She lives less than a mile from me. She said, why didn't you call me at 4 o'clock in the morning? I said, I wasn't going to bother you. She goes, well, I know I could call you at 4 o'clock in the morning if I was having problems and you'd be right over. I said, yeah, that's true. I said, anyway, she says, I'm taking you to the doctor. They take me to the doctor and they just determined after prodding and everything that, they said, well, you should go in and have an MRI. And I, the doctor was pretty cool. I've never seen this doctor before. She's my new doctor. And she just started there, 45 days ago. And she says, I'm going to give you a prescription for these muscle relaxers. And she goes, see how those work. All right, that was, Monday or Tuesday. And this is Thursday. I got the muscle relaxers that day. I haven't taken any. I don't like, I'm a wimp. I don't do drugs well. I just don't do drugs well. So, haven't taken them yet. And I decided that I was going to take them tonight. And she said, go ahead and take ibuprofen if you want to take that. Just don't take it more than once a day. And you can take Tylenol if you want to. Well, Tylenol wasn't doing it. But ibuprofen once a day has actually helped. I'm not driving, and so I get a phone call last night from a dear friends who live up north, and they own a condo down here. And she says, I've got the most perfect thing for you. And I said, okay. She says, but you're going to find it weird. I said, what? She said, my husband and I, and this is a new husband, I've never met this guy, we have bought a membership at a clothing optional resort called Paradise Lakes. Well, I've been to Paradise Lakes before on consulting deals for plants. It's been years, but I've been there. Well, let's put it this way. I haven't been there, if you know what I'm talking about. I've been there on business, but I haven't been there. You know what I'm saying? So they said, they have a conversation pool. I said, I'm familiar with the conversation pool. So the conversation pool has these two jets. I said, I'm actually familiar with those jets because the then owner of Paradise Lakes, he's no longer the owner of Paradise Lakes. When I was over there, he took me over. He says, and he turned on those jets. He goes, watch those jets. And he turned those things on and it was shooting out stuff. He said, if you got a bad back, he said, you just go climb in there. He told me this years ago. And we turned those jets on. I saw them. They just shot out like really, really heavy. So I was familiar with those jets. Well, I was familiar with those jets, but I wasn't, if you know what I mean, familiar with those jets. So they said, you got to come over there. We'll get, you can come in as our guest. I said, okay. She goes, you can get on those jets and, you can, then we'll go to lunch. I said, all right. Well, I'm in pain. I am in pain. So they take me over there about 11 o'clock this morning. They come to my house, met the husband, nice guy, we're just chatting up a storm. And we go over there and that's when I started thinking, oh, we're actually going over there. And, and I'm not going there on business. I'm actually going over there. Well, the first thing I'm looking at is the landscaping as we're coming in, and it's adorable. As a matter of fact, it's much nicer than it was when I was there before. It was absolutely delightful. So this is what I'm looking at. Well, then we come out. I can't believe I'm sharing this with you. And we go to the conversation pool, and, of course, I'm wearing my shorts and my flip-flops and my shirt and, you know, all that stuff. And the next thing you know, my friend, who I've, how can I say this delicately, never seen naked, was, her and her husband are, like, naked. And they said, come on, hop in. So I did. And I, by the way, nobody was there. It was a rainy day. I mean, it was overcast. It was rainy. There was no one there. Absolutely no one there. And some people far in the distance. I said, okay. So what the heck? I got in there. You know, I said, well, you know, I know these people. Okay, I'm going to do this. I got to tell you something. 3 minutes on those jets. 3 minutes. These jets are so powerful that you have to, like, stand pretty still, because if you, like, lift your feet up, it'll shoot you across the conversation pool. That this is how good it was. And I felt so, so good. I did 3 5-minute minutes. Yeah, I did three minutes, and then got away from them for a few minutes and just sat there visiting with them and talking to them and seeing her like I've never seen her before. And I say him as well, I guess. But yeah, and it's raining, you know, drizzling. It's so then I said, okay, I'm going to go do 3 more minutes. I went and did 3 more minutes, and it was fabulous. It was absolutely fabulous. Thinking about a membership, man, you know, I mean, it just, like, I don't know, but I still didn't get my lawnmower, and because I couldn't mow the lawn if I wanted to. So hopefully next week. I guess you're listening to Ask the Nakey Garden Geek.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Some very strange asparagus fern at my doctor's office this week. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. And I had to go to the doctor this week with a back problem. I never have back problems. I have shoulder problems once in a while. Never have back problems. Had to go. But, you know, while I'm going, I went in a different way. Usually when I drive, I park in this one area, but I didn't drive this time. My ex-wife drove. So she parked over on this other side of the building. And I said, okay, so we'll get out and walk. And we got out and walk, and next to the sidewalk, there was asparagus fern, but it was planted as a ground cover, all grown together, and it looks like they'd used a weed eater to keep it low. And it had kind of an odd color to it. Asparagus fern, if you're familiar with it, it's a creeping perennial fern. It has an obnoxious root system. I hadn't even seen much asparagus fern in years. It was very popular in the 80s. It was a very, very, very popular plant in the 80s. But it became very unpopular when people tried to dig it up. Because when you try and dig it up, it's got a root system that's got these little balls on it that just go on and on and on forever. And, you know, you try digging it up and taking it out and more grows back. I mean, it was just, you know, it became very unpopular and you just stopped seeing it. Well, there I was seeing it, and I hadn't seen it for years, and it was very low. And here was the weird thing. And I said to Diane, I said, look at the color. I said, is that the right color for asparagus fern? She goes, it seems lighter than that. I said, yeah. I said, this is just like really weird. And I wanted to get down and, you know, examine it closely, but I couldn't because my back was messed up. But I'm sitting there looking at it. And I was just like totally fascinated with it. Well, we go to the doctor. I'm in pain. And you sit in the waiting room for a long time. And there's this, how can I say this delicately? This grumpy woman behind the counter who's always there. And I just decided to start a conversation with her because it was just me and, you know, Diane sitting there, and she was on the other side of the little thing. And I said, you got the weirdest looking asparagus fern on the side of your building. She goes, isn't that weird? I said, yeah, that's like really weird. She goes, our office manager planted it there, and she goes out and she keeps it really trimmed. I said, well, how does she do the color? She goes, you know, that's a good question. She goes, I'm going to get her and ask her. So the next thing I know, this other woman comes out who's the office manager. Now, I've seen her in there before, and she's almost as grumpy as the lady that is out front who wasn't being grumpy because we're just having this wonderful talk about plants. You know, you can talk politics with people. Everybody gets angry. Talk plants. Everybody's just, you know, I'm in pain. I'm talking plants. So she comes out. I said, I've never seen asparagus fern done like that. She goes, yeah, I know. It's unusual. It's a ground cover. And it almost like a grass. I said, yeah. I said, that is just so weird. She goes, I had a hard time finding some. She said, but I got some and planted it there. She said, it took about 6 or 8 months to get it that way. And I keep it trimmed down. I said, how do you get that color on it? She goes, secret sauce. I said, I promise I won't tell anybody. Okay.
what I didn't tell her is that I do a nationally syndicated gardening show, and I was going to tell the world. And she said, you really want to know? And I said, yeah, I really want to know. I said, I've just, the color is like bright and vibrant and everything. She said, once a month, I go out there with a hand pump up sprayer, and I spray it with iron sulfate. She goes, you got to be very careful. If you get any on the concrete, it stains. She goes, so I'm very, very careful. And I do that. She says, you ought to see it at my house. And I said, really? I said, I would think that iron sulfate would actually make it a darker green. She says, any other plant that you spray it on, it will make it a darker green. But if you spray it on asparagus fern, it makes it this almost psychedelic green. And I said, yeah, that's good description. It's like a psychedelic green. And she goes, it stands out. I said, yeah. She goes, I can't believe you've never noticed it before. I said, I'd never come in that way. I park out that way. She goes, oh, okay. And it was just really, really bizarre. And I said, you know, I said, I've really never thought of asparagus fern as a ground cover. She said, the reason I like it as a ground cover is because, you know, those twisted, terrible roots. I said, yeah. She goes, weeds can't grow up through it. I said, you know, you are right about that. And I have seen other ground covers. You know, one of the purposes of a good ground cover is to make it hard for weeds to come up through it because it shades all of the weeds out. But inevitably, no matter what the ground cover is, you've got to use, you know, usually you have to use mulch and things like that and take other measures to keep weeds from growing up. But not this. It is thick as can be. And, you know, when this back is working well again, which should be happening, it's better after today. I will tell you today, this is Thursday. It is much better than it's been. But, you know, when I'm going back there because I want to get down on my hands and knees and like stick my fingers through that and just look at all of that. And I want to find out exactly what kind of iron sulfate she was using and, you know, and what dilution rate, because I've got a section in my yard, actually in my backyard behind you on the fence. On the back wall over there, I recently trimmed back the trees that were on the property behind me. I trimmed the trees way back because they were just shading it out terribly. Well, now it's all full sun. And the ground back there has been very bare because it's been shaded out. But now it's full sun. I'm thinking that would be a wonderful thing to do. But I want to figure out how she does that color. So, you know, in the next couple of days when I'm feeling better, guess what? I'm going to the doctor, but I'm not going to the doctor to see the doctor. I'm going to the doctor to see the grumpy office manager. And I'm going to find out exactly, you know, I just, you know, because Diane said, why didn't you find out what it was? Because I don't feel good. You know, yeah. But I'm going to go and figure out exactly what that stuff is. And I'm going to go out looking for asparagus fern. I haven't, you know, it must be available. I just haven't noticed it because I don't like it as a general rule, never have, but I don't remember seeing it in garden centers in recent years, but it must be there. I'm thinking it must be there, so I'm going to try that. But, you know, otherwise, I don't recommend asparagus fern because it is, you know, it's clumpy and it looks nice in its natural state. But like I say, the roots crowd out everything. If you're planting other things in the garden, asparagus fern robs all of the nutrients. It really does. Because of that root system, it just sucks up nutrients. And when I had it at my other house, I had three of them in my other house, and they were terrible. And I remember digging them up because I had other plants in there, and the other plants just didn't do well. And I just decided it was that root system, and I dug it up. And that was like the hardest job, digging all those roots up and getting them all up and out of there. It was terrible. But when I did, the other plants thrived because the asparagus fern wasn't there sucking up all the nutrients. But now I want to plant it because I had nothing else planted back there. It'd just be a perfect, like about a 4 foot out from the fence, and put some landscape timbers there and plant that. I think that just might be cool. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
I ever have a mattress that I'm happy with? Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. I told you a couple weeks ago, several weeks ago, I bought one of those mattresses in a box. And by the way, I've had all kinds of people over here to lay on this mattress. Everybody loves this mattress except me. Except me. I'm not naming it because I don't like it. So last week, I made the decision that I was going to buy another one. I made the decision. See, this one is one of these foam rubber things, but it's not real foam rubber. Real foam rubber is marvelous, by the way. You know, organic, natural foam rubber is wonderful. But these newer beds that they have, you know, have memory foam and different combinations of foams. And, you know, and like I say, everybody loves this thing except me. Well, I decided that, you know, I'm kind of a big guy. Maybe I need, and I saw this, and they have these beds out now, these mattresses that are hybrids. They actually have springs in them, individual coiled springs, and then they've got all kinds of foam on top of that. And I found one that wasn't cheap. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? You know, I've got a 1-year guarantee on this other mattress. I'm going to order this one. I'm going to buy this one. And I'm going to slap it on the bed. I'm going to take the other mattress off and put it in the hallway for right now because I got no other place to put it. And I'm going to lay on the new one and see how it works. Best laid plans, right? So I ordered this thing. And it was supposed to be there. I'm an Amazon Prime member. By the way, if I may complain, Amazon Prime just went from $99 a year to $129 a year. That's a 30, you know, percent jump. That's kind of big. But anyway, you know, who am I? So I ordered this thing and it was supposed to be here 2 days later. Well, 2 days later, it wasn't here. And then it still wasn't here. And I'm tracking it. And it said, because of what did they say? Natural disaster. It's being delayed, but it was supposed to get here last Thursday. It didn't get here on Thursday. So I called them. And they said, well, it's in Tucson, Arizona, but it got lost. We think it's lost. I said, okay, well, I paid you for it. You shipped it. I don't have it. And they said, let me get you to a supervisor, and we'll see about sending you another one. I said, okay. Supervisor gets on the phone. Oh, hello, Mr. Kroos. How are you? Good, good, good. Yeah, blah, blah. Do you like Amazon? I said, I love Amazon Prime. I just want my mattress. They said, well, you have two options here. We can give you a refund or we'll ship you out another mattress. I said, told the last guy, I want another mattress. I want to try this thing out. I want to sleep good. And he said, okay, we're shipping it out today, which meant Thursday of last week. It's going to go out today and you should have it Saturday, no later than Monday. This is now Thursday. I'm recording this. This is a week later. In the midst of all of this, my back has gone out. I've not left the house except to go to doctor's appointments and go sit in a rather interesting conversation pool that had giant jets in it today. But, you know, I'm thinking, you know, this new bed would be pretty nice and, you know, I'd kind of like it. And Zach, my son, who said, you know, he'll come over when it comes and, you know, him and his girlfriend will come over and set it all up for me. I said, oh, this is good. It's not here. So I go on Amazon today and and it says, you know, of course it's free, you know, because it's not free because I paid for it, but the second one is free because the first one didn't come. And it said, wait, awaiting shipment is what it said. It said awaiting shipment. And so that's today. It's awaiting shipment. Another one's lost in Tucson someplace. So I need to call them again. So after radio, I'm going to take one of those muscle relaxers that I got a week ago to take, which should, you know, and by the way, I haven't taken one yet. I've got a bottle of the things. last time I took a muscle relaxer has to be when my shoulder went out, probably 30 years ago. This doctor that I used to go to said, this will really help. I said, okay. And so he gives me this, you know, he writes me a script for this little bottle of muscle. I forget what it was. Little tiny pills. Well, what I got now is little tiny pills. And it's generic because it didn't cost me anything with my health plan. It was free. But I remember when I took this thing 30 years ago, I took one of these little tiny pills and I was like zombied out. I was like totally zombied out. And I said, never again. You know, and so I've had these and I decided, you know, is it going to zombie me out again? I don't like being zombied out. I like being able to think. But after radio today, I'm going to take one of those pills and I'm going to call Amazon and see where this is. Because I've just, you know. And again, you know, I don't know what happened to my back. It happened while I was sleeping on the mattress that everybody loves except me. So I've, of course, am blaming it on the mattress. But it's not the mattress. I don't know what happened. I mean, I, you know, usually when I go to bed, I lay down. I get myself in one comfortable position. I'm a belly sleeper, a belly and side sleeper. And I usually don't move most of the night. I'm usually right there. I'm not one of these people that, you know, roll all over the bed. I just sleep. And that's, you know, woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, same position. And I'm in immense pain. I could hardly breathe. I mean, I was at the point where I was thinking of calling and having an ambulance come and take me to the hospital. That's how bad it was. But I got through it. I, you know, I worked my way through it. But still. Anyway, I sure would like to have that new mattress that I bought. That is, you know, so I, you know what's going to happen? In a couple of days, I'm going to be sitting here and you know, dreaming about the lawnmower that I didn't get this week because I got this thing happening to me, dreaming about that eGrow lawnmower that I want to go out and buy, but I'm not going to buy if I can't mow the lawn. By the way, I had to pay somebody to mow my yard. They're doing it tomorrow. A guy's coming tomorrow to use my equipment and mow my lawn because I am incapable of mowing my lawn because my back is out. Do you know how disturbing that is? But anyway, what's going to happen is I'm going to be sitting here one day and two mattresses are going to show up. The one that got lost in Tucson and the other one they sold. And then I'm going to have two mattresses. Won't that be a joy? And my son, Zach, said, well, I'll take, you know, one of them. And I said, oh, okay. You know, you can have, if that happens, you can have one. You know, I don't know. But I'm, you know, but I'm really bummed out. Guy's coming tomorrow to, I'm paying a guy $20 to, he does handiwork for me here and there. He's coming tomorrow to mow my yard with my equipment. I don't like people mowing my yard. I've had people mow my yard before. I don't like it. I like to mow my own yard. And more importantly, I like to edge my own yard. I have a certain way that I mow my yard to where the grass just looks, you know, wonderful. I like mowing. I do not like other people doing that. I'm offended by it. But, you know, it's been raining, rained most of the day today, and the grass is, I just walked out there, the grass is like growing as I'm looking at it. So this guy's coming tomorrow to mow the grass, and I'm not going to mow the grass. So I'm taking that muscle relaxer tonight. Maybe that'll cure me. Maybe I'll feel great. Maybe tomorrow morning I'll get up and call him up and say, I don't need you, I'm going to mow the yard. That could happen. But then I have clients who I've not been able to see for the last week because my back's been messed up. Maybe I'll go see clients. That'd be good. You know, I could go out and look at stuff. You know, I tell you what, I've got a bunch of azaleas that I need to go look at that these people are crying about their azaleas. And just talking with them, I spent a long time. These people are crying about their azaleas. They planted these azaleas in a yard. I have not seen them yet. And they've never bloomed. They've been in there for 4 years. They've never bloomed. And they look stringy is what the thing is. And so I was talking with him on the phone today about that. Isn't it amazing how I can just kind of go on? Anyway, I was talking to them on the phone today. I said, I still can't come, but I hope to see you early next week. I hope to be feeling well enough to come out. But I said, let's talk about it a little bit. Can we? And they said, okay. They planted the azaleas in full sun along a fence line. No trees anywhere. They did it 4 years ago. They've been fertilizing it with azalea camellia fertilizer, but they've only done it once a year. and there's no trees. Now, here's what I know about azaleas. And I learned about this from one of my students who became, they became Mr. and Mrs. Azalea. They have a nursery now in North Carolina where they just grow, propagate and grow azaleas. Azaleas don't do well in situations like that. They like to be under trees where all of this natural nutrition and acid and all of this can fall down there and help them. Lacking that, you have to fertilize them 3 to 4 times a year. And the other suggestion I'm going to make, which I got from my students many years ago, is to get pine bark, or I'm sorry, pine needle mulch, and put pine needle mulch underneath the azaleas to get all that acid, and it should make them look good. But I'm looking forward to going out and looking at them. I just really am. I'm Michael Gross.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, one of the coolest things that's ever happened since I've lived in this house happened just a few moments ago. I have a very bad back for the last week or so, and I've been, you know, struggling through it. And I have found that getting up from sitting down, when I've been sitting down here recording, and walking around helps, you know, just it helps. And right now, as a matter of fact, I'm standing while I'm doing this show. But before I came in here to record this segment, I walked out into my backyard, and I noticed that a piece of my fence was ajar. So I said, what's that? You know, I've got wooden slat. I got a 6-foot privacy fence back there. So I walked back there. Now, behind me is a 10-acre, what used to be horse pasture. Hasn't been a horse pasture in 30 years, but it used to be a horse pasture. Now it's like wooded area. But there's actually two houses on that property. I don't think anyone lives in them anymore, but there's still two houses. But it's still in a rural area, and it is absolutely, this property is surrounded by houses. If I, you know, did an aerial view, I actually took a drone and shot it up and did an aerial view of my neighborhood. And it was kind of cool, but that piece of property is totally and completely surrounded by neighborhoods, an apartment complex on one side, and houses on three sides, and a busy street in front of it. On the other side of the busy street is another neighborhood. But right on the other side of my fence, just a few moments ago, I looked, and not 10 feet from me, as I peeked through the where the board had come off, there were two deer, two small deer, just sitting there chomping on wood off of the over, you know, grown brush. And they didn't see me, and I just sat there and stared at them. And it was just, I'm trying to figure out how they got there. You know, how did they show up on that piece of property? It's just, you know, they did not look, you know, real big, but there they were. And then I made a little bit of a noise, and they saw me, and they took off. But it's still the coolest thing in the world. I walk back there. You know, I live in a city, but, you know, saw deer. That was awesome. I enjoyed that. I just enjoyed that a whole bunch. Anyway, got an email this week from West Palm Beach area. I used to love. I was going to move there. Haven't been there. Next month, it'll be 4 years since I've been there. But I was going to move there. Should have been living there by now, but things happen. You know, got sick and blah, blah, blah. And but I was going to live there. But I have a lady down there who listens to me on the internet. She doesn't live there. I don't believe there's a radio station down there that's carrying my show. Maybe there is now. I don't know. I'll have to look into it. And she just moved there. And she moved there this year. And she tried to grow tomatoes down there and was terribly unsuccessful at growing tomatoes. Now, this is South Florida. I mean, you know, this is way down there. And so I emailed her back and I asked her, I said, are you container growing or are you growing in the ground?
She wrote back. She's growing in the ground. And she took the plants that were terribly unsuccessful, dug them up, and took them to the Cooperative Extension Service and found out that they were just filled with root knot nematodes. And she did not know what that was. So I am now explaining to her on the radio what that is. Nematodes are microscopic eelworms. Well, the exception would be root knot nematodes. They're sometimes bigger, but they live in the soil in the deep south. And down there is like as deep a south as you can get almost. But it's pretty deep south down there. And I don't know anybody, even up here where I live in central Florida, not a lot of people grow tomatoes successfully in the yard. My next door neighbor at the other house used to do it, but he did a lot of work on the soil. And, he was constantly amending the soil. But she just planted it in the sand, the sandy soil down there, and hoped for the best. And it's not going to work for you unless you really amend that soil. But with the root knot nematodes down there, even amending the soil is going to be very, very difficult for you. So here's my advice. If you want to continue growing in the soil, we used to use a nematicide called Vapam, but we don't use that anymore. It's gone, long gone. It was very effective, though. But my advice is, if this is a full sun area, and from what you described, it was a full sun area. So my advice would be, if you want to do that, take some black plastic bags and lay them out over the soil. Before you do that, go dig up the soil. Get it nice and loose, you know, very, very loose. And then amend the soil. Put some black cow in there, which is, you know, cow poop, but it's really good, you know, processed cow poop. Stick that in there. Stick some perlite in there. Stick some peat in there, bunch of peat in there. Shovel it all around, and then the next thing you can do is put that black plastic over there in the summer, right now, when it's hot, and put bricks on the side to hold the plastic down. Just take black plastic trash bags and lay them down and let the sun beat down on it. And what the sun will do, in most cases, if it gets a good 8 hours of sun a day, is it will bake out those nematodes. It will actually sterilize that soil like we used to do with Vapam. And you can put that down and, put the black plastic down and do that and then try again in the fall if you want to do that. Other than that, whenever I have grown tomatoes, I always container grow. And you have your options there. You can grow in an earth box, which is what I suggest. And if you don't know what an earth box is, go on the internet, type in earth box. They're about $65, worth every dime. You can make them. I used to make earth boxes. At the other house, my son Jamie and I made about 5 or 6 of them. We made 5 or 6 earth boxes for under $30. But buy one. Just buy one to grow your tomatoes in. Follow the instructions. It's just very easy, very low maintenance. You don't have to worry about the nematodes. You have complete control of your soil, and you can grow. And by the way, I don't even eat tomatoes, but my daughter has told me that I grow the best tomatoes anywhere, which I do, which I do. Maybe someday I'll tell you how I do that. Well, the trick is calcium nitrate. You want 5% calcium nitrate amended into the soil, bone meal, you know, good. With the earth box, you're working your fertilizer in a trench up at the top when you set it up, and you'll grow absolutely dynamite tomatoes that way. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.